This is Tim Robinson, and this is Take It From The TIM, and that's Tim. I'm very excited about doing this podcast episode today because it represents something that I could actually reflect on. And today I'm going to be speaking about Concrete Cowboys, The Fletcher Street Riders, which is a movie that is currently on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, you should tune into Netflix to see Concrete Cowboys. What is important to me and what stand out about this very well put together movie is not the fact that the movie itself is well put together and worth watching, but what is really something that I find that brings out a lot about the story is that I personally can relate to this movie. I grew up in the Story Mansion section of Philadelphia, which is a section where this movie is actually taking place, and referring to the Fletcher Street stables that was only blocks away from my home, I do remember the horses going through the neighborhood, and I did have an opportunity to know some of the ones that were actually riding the horses and some of the ones that were being trained. And we always looked at the horses, and it sort of caught the attention of the neighborhood, and everyone would come to like a halt, and it was like having a parade at any given time that you can look and see the horses going through the neighborhood or going down 33rd Street or through the park. And what I did notice about the young men and the young women that were actually a part of the Fletcher Street Riders is that they always had smiles on their face and they always look happy. And when you think about living in the area such as North Philadelphia and particularly the Story Mansion area, it's interesting how the media and sometimes a lot of what you hear about the area, North Philly in general, is sort of demonized and is looked at as a very bad neighborhood. You go around and people talk about North Philadelphia as being a bad neighborhood. And when I look at the news, it is really interesting to see what they consider to be North Philadelphia. And the radius that they have given North Philadelphia seems to be one of the largest radius that they give to any area in the city of Philadelphia. And I think that has a lot to do with the negative stimulus or the negative emphasis that is placed on the neighborhood is because the city of Philadelphia and the media outlets tend to group in a lot of areas that people from North Philadelphia don't even consider North Philadelphia as being a part of North Philadelphia. The movie showed a lot of emotions. It showed emotions of the things that were going on within the city and in the community. And the movie also showed the love that the individuals had towards the horses and how black cowboys were represented in the movie and the history of black cowboys. Because when we think of cowboys, we tend to think of the West, and we do not tend to think of a lot of African-American cowboys. And this movie brought into the forefront that there were black cowboys and that the tradition exceeded past the West Coast and into the East Coast. So I really enjoyed the movie, and I'm going to tell you, it was a heartstring movie to me because it kept me captivated, and at times I was absorbed into the content of the movie, which says a lot about the acting and the actors in the movie. I also liked the fact that they incorporated people from the community into the movie. And at the end of the movie, they did have a few people that they did allow to say a few things. And some of these people were on cameos throughout the movie. I would like to recognize the movie was in memory of Eric E. Miller. And I'd like to recognize his memory in the Fletcher Street Riders. I would also like to take the opportunity to give shouts out to Jamil Prattis, Paris, Ivana Mercedes, Isha, and Michael Upshur Miz. Now, I also want to give a special shout out to Albert C. Lentz Jr., Al. We know him very well around the neighborhood, and I've known the Lynch family very well. I've been friends with them for quite a number of years, so I was really happy that they were able to put this movie together, and I thought that the movie would have been really not complete if Albert was not a part of the movie, because whenever I seen the horses, there was so many times that I seen Albert kind of leading a group with the horses, and it was really good that he got the opportunity to be recognized, and not only recognized in the movie, but also got a part in the movie as one of the characters, and we seen him throughout different scenes of the movie. So I want to say, if you haven't seen Concrete Cowboy, which is on Netflix, that you should go and look at it. And I'm sure you will find value in the movie, and I'm sure that you'll be glad that you took the time to watch it. This is Taken from the TIM. This is Tim. I want to thank you for your greatest asset that you shared with me, which is your time, and I hope that you found value in the review of Concrete Cowboy. Go look at the movie. I'm sure you'll be glad that you did.